Yep, that's right. At 35 past the hour in the morning machine. The machine that makes your mornings move. It is Friday, people. Wake up. Grand Rising. We are here. Ladies and gentlemen, we are here this morning. And, of course, you know, we always have a great interview this time of the morning, following the birthdays after we've hyped you up all morning long. Now, it might be time. So most of you are vaccinated and what have you. And this summer, you're going to want to take some trips. Or as J. Meal says it, shout out to J. Meal, of take a vacation. It might be time for that because you didn't take a vacation all of 2020 unless you got it in January, February, or, you know, first week of March. So, I have a great guy right here. He is the, first of all, let me just say this. We're talking about Mr. Cayman Blackwell this morning, an innovative business leader with a documented track record for growing brands into household names. So listen, over the last 25 years, he's worked for major companies like Walt Disney World. Yeah, when you wish up, yeah, that Disney World. Procter & Gamble, JetBlue Airways. While at JetBlue, he launched the airline into new markets in the Caribbean, including his family's home country of Jamaica. That is big. That is big right there. In 2009, Blackwell leveraged his background to launch TripVax, the largest black-owned travel company in North America. Hold on. Stop the press. Let me say this again. I want to make sure y'all understand the context of this. In 2009, Blackwell leveraged his background to launch TripVax, the largest black-owned travel company in North America. So what's happening today? Well, today TripVax has relationships with some of the biggest names in the travel industry, such as Marriott International, Delta Vacations, Emirates, to name a few. He is a graduate of Cheney University of Pennsylvania, and he is the founder and CEO of TripVax Corporation. We are going to say a good morning to Mr. Cayman Blackwell. Welcome to the Morning Machine, my brother.
Good morning.
Yes, what a morning it is to be talking about vacations on this Friday morning. But before we jump into the conversation of a vacation, let's talk about how TripVax got started after working for those major companies. What was the journey like when creating TripVax?
Oh, boy, the journey. The journey was very interesting. And thank you for having me on, first of all. Good morning, Mr. Green Machine.
Yes.
All right, it's a pleasure to be on. So the journey, do you want me to start from undergrad when I first caught the entrepreneur bug?
Yes.
While I was working. Okay. So, you know, back in the late 90s, you know, as you said, I worked for Walt Disney World. Mm-hmm. Actually, I did my first internship with Walt Disney World in like 1996. And that was really kind of my introduction to hospitality and tourism, travel and things like that. You know, of course, that was an internship. I went back again for probably 97 and did a second internship. You know, Walt Disney offered me a job. I declined it because I wanted to, you know, go back and finish up my degree. Thank God I did decline that, because then in 1998, I went to work with, as a contractor, I worked with Sprint PCS to launch Sprint, the cell phone company, back in the day. And I did this all while I was at Cheney, by the way. So
wow.
Very familiar with, you know, Philadelphia market and things like that, launched that market, went from there and went to work for Procter & Gamble, where I did business development for P&G in the New York tri-state area.
Right.
Left P&G, went and worked for JetBlue. And I would say JetBlue is where I really caught what I call the travel bug,
mm-hmm.
Okay? Which led to us launching TripVax because, number one, you know, when you work for an airline, everyone and their mother calls you, say, hey, can you get me a discount ticket? Or, you know, you got cousins you never met calling
you. Hey, you got them first flight out of the day at 5 a.m. You got one of those. You got them e-saver tickets.
Exactly. You know, everyone's calling you, asking you for, you know, can, or, you know, asking you for the hookup, basically. But
Right.
also, people were calling and saying, hey, can you help us plan this trip? Whether it was family reunions,
Right.
you know, bachelor parties, bachelorette parties, girls' trips, you name it. You know, we, you know, found myself, you know, planning a lot of people's, you know, vacations, destination weddings, and stuff like that. And I said to my girlfriend at the time, I said, man, I said, there's got to be a way to make money on this.
Right.
Okay. And we looked it up. And one thing we realized very quickly, number one, anyone that we could find that was a travel agent was probably old enough to be our parents or grandparents. That was number one.
Right.
Okay. Number two, we also realized none of them look like us. Right.
That's another point.
So, yeah. So, you know, when, you know, first of all, finding a person who was kind of in your age range, who understood what you wanted, you know, whether you wanted to turn up or you wanted that lounge feel or just a certain experience, right? But, you know, and then they didn't look like us, couldn't find a black or brown travel agent. So I said, you know what? This is going to become the side hustle. And, you know, that became our side hustle. And next thing you know, it just started to grow and grow and grow to the point where we literally started calling out of work just to service our clients.
Wow.
Okay. So, yeah. So it reached a point where we said, you know what? I think, I mean, and, you know, I think we need to quit, right? She quit her job. I quit my job.
Right.
And we started doing this full time. And, you know, we haven't looked back.
How did you
So
feel?
that's how we got here.
It's interesting that you say that. How did you feel? What was the feeling like when you finally stepped into that forefront and said, you know what, it's time to leave because I'm doing a lot of calling out of my job anyway to make sure that we curate something special. You know, when you started doing that and then you said, you know what, it's time to leave. When you walked out of there, what was that feeling like?
It was definitely nerve-wracking, number one. My family and everyone was calling me saying, are you crazy? You're leaving a good, secure job with benefits and things like that to venture out and to do what? Right. So, I mean, it was definitely nerve-wracking. But you know what? You in life, I you know, and my wife would tell you the same thing. You know, you got to have faith in yourself, right? Because at the end of the day, here was my train of thought. My train of thought was, I'm waking up every day. I'm already doing this for my job. So what if I have the same level of discipline, just wake up and act like I'm going to work anyway, but I'm doing it for myself.
Right.
Okay? For I would say for us, because I've had many conversations regarding this, right? But discipline is that thing that I think helps people to actually achieve their goals. A lot of times when people start their own business, they say, oh, I'm going to wake up later, right? Or, you know, they start their day, their business day, whenever they're finished doing other things. Okay? You can't do that, right? And that's why a lot of times people say, oh, that's why a lot, you know, one of the reasons why people say they don't want to deal with black businesses, right? Because especially small businesses, a lot of times they're not consistent. We're not consistent. If we say we open up at 8, right next to you know, oh, well, I had something to do and I'm opening up at 10. Okay, so no, if you open at 8, you open at 8, right?
Right.
So that's the nugget I would actually give to anyone listening, right? You got to be disciplined and you got to hold yourself to the same rules or the same level of discipline that you held yourself or your boss held you to when you had to show up at work by a certain time. But nope, it was nerve-wracking. But you, I mean, just treat it like you're still going to work. That's what I would say.
Nice. And so now you've worked at all of these companies. Now, when you were working at all of these companies, and now coming into TripVax, now all of this basically filtered into creating TripVax. So what was the startup like for TripVax? And was it like a smooth rollout because everybody was doing it and you were doing it anyway. And so already, so you put a name on it and you trademarked it, you got everything squared away, and now it's one of the largest, or the largest, not one of, the largest black-owned travel company in North America. What was the journey like along the way to building, and what challenges did you have along the way to becoming the largest black-owned travel company in North America? It's a lot of building that we have to do to become a household name, especially as an African-American-owned and operated business.
Yeah. Few things I would say. Number one, stay prayed up. Okay? Stay prayed up because prayer is key, and some things are going to happen in your business where we say we can't make this stuff up, right? So allow God to go to work for you. That's number one. Number two, it's a lot of learning. Definitely a lot of learning. It was a lot of sacrifice. There's a lot of times, a lot of events that I missed for friends and family mm-hmm. that I definitely wanted to be at, but I couldn't go because I was either learning something, getting ready for a presentation, getting ready for a meeting, you know, working on our website, just whatever, right? So the thing is sacrifice, right? You have you have to sacrifice for a little while, right, so that you can learn the things you need to learn so you can do the things you want to do, okay? Because, you know, whether that's 3 years, 5 years, or whatever of sacrifice, but you know, I'm now in my early 40s, and, you know, it just feels good that time and freedom at this point of my life, mm-hmm. right, to be able to enjoy life while I still have health and strength, right? Mm. But the learning curve is the biggest thing I would say, learning, right? You have to learn, not only do you know, accounting, you know, so if anyone going to school, make sure you take accounting, make sure you take like even just a business law class and things like that, so you understand the basics, right? So, you know, you understand some basic law, UCC codes, which is uniform commercial codes, right, and stuff like that. That's going to help you to navigate, you know, your personal life and your business life, right?
Right.
You know, it could be something as reading your home internet or your cell phone contract, right?
Right.
I mean, to understand that legal jargon that's in there, or when you're sitting in a room and people are testing you, because you will be tested as, mm-hmm. as a black or brown person, people will test you to see if you know what you are really talking about, right? And to see how knowledgeable you are. Right. So the biggest thing is learning, right? Learning about personal credit, learning about business credit, you know, and, you know, because guess what? One of the things that causes most small businesses to shut down is for lack of access to capital or credit. Mm. Okay. So, you know, so that right there is paramount, right? That's how we survived the pandemic.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, travel was dead last year. And people, you know, thank God friends and family were calling and say, are you guys okay? You know, thank God we made it, right?
Right.
But I can tell you, right, if we didn't have access to the capital or the credit and things like that, it might have been a different story, right? So, you know, access to capital and credit are key. But again, it's really just about the learning curve, you know, mastering, becoming the best at what you do,
mm-hmm.
really finding your niche, right? What makes you different? Why should I come to your restaurant versus going to the other restaurant down the block that also sells the same kind of food, right? What's unique about what you do? So those are the tips for that.
Nice, nice. And you know what? I like that you're bringing these nuggets to the forefront today, because there are a vast majority of us out there that don't even know these nuggets right now. And there's some that know and haven't applied.
Yeah, and that's the thing, right? I mean, you just said something very key. They haven't applied it, right? You got to execute.
Yeah.
Right? One of the things I've learned all too often, especially for the people who are very creative mm-hmm. In nature, right? You know, you try to wait for things to be perfect. You're waiting for that perfect, oh, it's not ready yet. It's not right yet. No, get it to the point where it's at least professional and mm-hmm. get the job done. And then launch the 2.0 version later. But get it done. Go to market. Make sure your grammar's right. Do your spell check.
Yep.
Is it aesthetically pleasing, you know, and get it out there. Just take action.
Right.
Okay.
Because if you sit on it too long, you're going to lose interest in some other idea comes to your head, and then you lose interest in the one that could have been the million-dollar make or break.
Yeah. Or even worse, someone else comes along with the same idea and beats you to market. And you're sitting there, and this has happened to me probably twice in my life,
mm-hmm.
you know, if not more, when I say, oh, my God, that's the same idea I had. And guess what? Now someone else is – they ran with it. And you're still sitting there trying to play with it.
Figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, you know, it's like, man, we should have done this. Man, we could have been this. Man, we could have. It becomes a should have, would have, could have game.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Instead of just executing. And that's why it's so important that even in my mindset, it's, look, I can't sit on it. I can't sit on it. It's gotta get done. Because if not, somebody's going to do it. And, you know, you can't try to duplicate the other. You see what I mean? Because then, you know, people feel certain ways about duplication and copycatting and all of that stuff. It's not a competition, but, you know, still, the idea you have in your mind, just go. Just go.
Yeah.
That's why I'm thankful to my brothers and to my squad. They just let me roll. And whatever ideas I, you know, come up with, whatever ideas they come up with, we go. And that's why, you know, we're all in sync and in tune and at peace, because when we have something, we just go. And you know, the execution is everything. You know, an idea is just written on paper, or an idea is just a thought until it's actually put to execution. Then when it's realized, you never know what it's going to do and how inspiring it could be to somebody else. And you know, it's you make a great point. That was something that, you know, my family you know, pretty much preached every day, me coming up, growing up. The word execute was a big word in our family's household. So, you know, from school to business to everything, the word execute came up so many times to where I knew what the meaning of the word execute at 7 years old. So, you know, it was said so much that you started to learn the meaning of it because it was said so much. And then you saw the action behind executing, which is vastly important. And I want to ask
Can
you
I
this.
Share something with you?
Yeah, go right ahead.
Right. Because I really want people to, like you're saying, that word execute is so important. Right. There's another way of saying execute. Right, and there's a very popular company that has turned themselves into a multi-billion-dollar brand
mm-hmm.
by taking that word "execute" and turning it into their brand. That you might have heard of them. They're called Nike.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because another way of saying "execute" is just do it.
Yeah, that's
okay?
it.
It's the same thing. We just got to do it. Just take action. Immediate action. Don't wait till next year or when you think it's going to be a better time. Just execute. Just do it. I just want to share that.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's vastly important. That is vastly important. Because if you don't, your million-dollar idea is now seen on TV to millions, and you're sitting there, man, I had that idea in my mind since 1992.
Yep.
And yep. But you're watching them do it instead of yourself being the one in the forefront that – we've could have had this years earlier. Why didn't you just do it? And so I appreciate you saying that. And that's a nugget for to close out the week for everybody this morning. But here's one other question I have. What is the most challenging thing about travel and booking?
From this side.
From that
the most
side.
Challenging thing, I would say, the most challenging thing is how tedious it is. I can't talk about this side without talking about the consumer side. Here's one thing I would share. Being a travel professional, right? And we have, we're a travel company. We do marketing and all this other stuff on one side, destination marketing. We have our clients and our clients like the hotels and airlines and stuff like that on one side. But on the travel agency side, booking travel is like, it's the same as logistics, right? I mean, you're trying to connect a bunch of dots, trying to reach that person's travel goals, right? So one of the key things that we do as travel professionals, and I don't think a lot of people in the black and brown community understand this, right? It's not as simple as finding the cheapest flight or the cheapest room, because
right.
there's a lot of stuff that comes with that, right? I would say a travel professional, especially here at TripVax, our focus is to understand the essence of what you are trying to achieve or what you want that trip to look like. What do you want that experience to feel like? What kind of memories you're trying to build, right? Because first of all, at TripVax, we only sell 4-star or better when it comes
mm-hmm.
to hotels, okay? We deal with premium experiences. Now, we don't use the word luxury here because I think when people think luxury, they think expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah. That's
right. We sell premium travel, right? Premium experiences,
mm-hmm.
right? We want when you reach that hotel, we want you to say, wow, this is what my money got me, right? Because, see, when we say premium experience, but we're going to get you the best deal that we can find, okay?
Right.
So it's not going to be expensive, but it's sure not going to be the cheap, right? Because at the end of the day, we're helping memories. I mean, travel is about creating memories for people. Whether you're going with a girl's trip, you're going away with the fellas, it's a destination wedding or concert, it's all memories. And I think, coming out of the pandemic, a lot of people now understand that, and we've heard many customers say this over the last 2 months, tomorrow's not promised, right? And
right.
we need to start living. Right. We need to start exploring. We need to start broadening our horizon and our level of understanding. Right. Because travel is a great educator. OK. So traveling. One thing I see that we do as Americans is that we do a lot of adult only. Right. Which is great.
Yeah.
But when you look at the other races and the other cultures that are out there, they take a lot of trips with their families. With
yes,
their
they
kids.
Do. Yeah.
So their kids are now learning about these different destinations, these different cultures, the different foods and things like that. So that's travel is a great educator. But I just realized I got away from your question, but it's the logistics, right? Travel as a travel professional, and most people call us travel agents, right?
Right.
So travel agent, travel professional, travel advisor, travel consultant, they're all the same thing. The thing is that it's not very tedious, but it is, right? But for us, we're just good at it, right? We don't crack under pressure. Your travel agent identifies things or sees things before you even think about it or even realize it was about to happen, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So if there's a flight change or maybe you don't know that that hotel is currently going through renovation, okay, and you go to somebody.com, okay, and you
mm-hmm.
see this amazing price. Oh my gosh, I'm booking this right now, and you don't realize that the reason why they're offering you that price on that .com is because they're going to put you on the floor next to all the noise, the dust, and everything else.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
So
that's true.
So what people don't. So I got a travel tip for everyone. Okay.
Okay.
So there's a clear difference between the room that a travel agent is going to get you.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're going to be able to get on any .com. That is the way the industry is set up.
Mm.
You can book the same hotel, but I guarantee you the room you get on .com is different. It's on a different floor, a different wing, a different side of the hotel than if you went through a travel agent. Okay?
Mm.
Even though there may only be a $20, $30, $40 difference in the price, I can tell you 9.5 times out of 10, the room you get from a travel agent is going to be the recently renovated room versus the room you get on somebody.com, which is next to the ice machine on the lower level, and you hear an ice machine all night.
That is so true. The ice machine on the corner. Yes, you are so right about that. You couldn't even be more spot on about that, because I've done it. I've experienced that. And you kept hearing the activity, the traffic coming through all night long. Like, look.
Well, I got to share something with you and your listeners.
Yes, sir.
So let me, and I don't even know if I'm supposed to say this, but I just want to give you guys this nugget. Okay, I want everyone to understand how we call them online travel agencies. That's the Expedias, the Travelocities, the Kayaks, and stuff like that. I just call them somebody.com.
Yeah.
Okay, I want you to understand how their business model works. What they do is that they buy the inventory from the hotel that has the most complaints. Okay?
Wow.
So whether that's next to the ice machine, or when you open your blinds or your curtain and there's a big tree in your window which is blocking your view. Okay? So that is how those companies make their money. That's how they're able to offer you these ridiculously low rates, because those are the rooms with the most complaints. Okay, you're never going to get those rooms. If you go through a travel agent, you will never get those rooms. The next thing I'll give you is this. I'll share this. Same thing with airlines, okay? If there's an issue with your flight, right, do you know that the tickets purchased through a travel agent get handled first? Those people get rebooked or accommodated first. If you buy through a somebody.com, you go to that counter, they're going to tell you, oh, you need to call the company you bought your ticket through. We can't touch that .com ticket.
Wow.
Okay, so that's just to name a few. Not talking about, I mean, I can talk about the exclusive stuff, like when we book your room at certain hotels, you know, breakfast is included. And I don't mean continental breakfast, right? Transfers might be included versus, you know, you booking the flight and hotel. Now you still have to go pay for transfers to get from the airport to the hotel.
Right.
You still have to go upgrade to get breakfast or all these other things. So there is definitely a benefit to using a travel agent. And then right now, with all of the different travel restrictions, guidelines, and stuff like that, it's even more important now than ever to use a travel professional, because we keep up to date with what the requirements are. Do you need a COVID test? Do you need to be vaccinated?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, right? So the average person right now is probably spending, just to book a trip, is probably spending the statistics say the average person to book one trip, just a flight and hotel, that person is spending over 35 hours trying to look up that trip. 35 hours.
That's too much time.
So that's too much time. You have to ask yourself, how much is your time worth, right? So even though the travel professional is going to charge you a fee, whether it's $125, $250, or whatever, right, but you're getting a much better experience. You didn't have to do the legwork, especially if you're traveling with a group of friends and now you have to answer all everyone's questions, collect people's money. No, let the travel professionals handle all of that. I mean, we go as far as doing Zoom calls for our group clients. Anytime there's a group trip, we'll do a Zoom call. That way we can answer everyone's question. Everyone has our contact information, and we take that burden off of our client.
That is some good stuff. That is really good stuff. And, of course, we're continuing the conversation at the top of the hour. It's 4 minutes past the hour of the morning machine, the machine that makes your mornings move on Fridays. We're definitely talking vacations this morning with Mr. Cayman Blackwell, founder and CEO of TripVax Corporation. Wow, a lot of nuggets this morning. Really appreciate you bringing those nuggets this morning. And I have to also ask, because you mentioned and I'll ask about the partnerships and whatnot, the relationships that you built in just a moment, but you just mentioned about the pandemic and how tough it was for the travel industry and everything that was going on there. now we're seeing the travel industry start to get back right again. It's starting to get back to a surge again, especially this summer, where a lot of things are opening up and even further. And a lot of things are, a lot of trips are being planned at this point. So what would you say, what is the growth level like, you know, turning the corner on this pandemic? Because I know, as you said earlier, the pandemic, nobody was traveling. People were worried. A lot of folks were worried about the travel industry or whether it was going to really be able to make a comeback. And we knew it was eventually. But how is that surge looking right now for TripVax specifically?
Okay. Well, I would say this. Last month alone, we did more business last month than we did all of last year combined.
Ooh, that's what I'm talking about. Okay. Just in one month.
1 month. So I would say that travel is not coming back. It is back, right? Because even if you try to go book something for, let's say you want to go somewhere for July 4th.
Right.
That's going to be tough right now. Most things are sold out already. Okay, right now what people are doing, what savvy travelers are doing and also people who are financially savvy are doing, they're taking advantage of the special offers and the discounted prices that may or may not exist at this point, right? I mean, they're kind of going away right now. All these discounts are starting to go away. But people are have taken advantage of these special prices and, I mean, have booked things all the way out to next year, right? Because especially right now, because a lot of what we call the suppliers, the airlines, the hotels and stuff like that, or at least when you book through us anyway, right, a lot of times there's no change fee.
Right.
Okay. So if you know, look at your bucket list or whatever you want to call your list, your destinations you want to go to, and you know, reach out to us, right? And let's see what the price is, because right now I'll give you an example. Maldives is one of the most popular destinations on a lot of people's bucket list. If it's not Maldives, it's Bora Bora. But right now, most of the traffic is going towards the Maldives. Maldives, I mean, we're selling stuff. A trip that would normally cost, I don't know, $8,000 is probably going for about $3,500, $4,000 right now. So
right,
pretty much half price, you know. So, you know, you want to lock that stuff in now, okay? So that way you get the most bang for your buck. I've actually created a special just for your listeners too.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So, you know, if you don't mind, we created a special. You asked, I think you started talking about our partnership. So one of our strongest relationships is with Emirates, okay?
Nice.
We are the partner for Emirates for the U.S. and the Caribbean, okay?
Wow.
So we have a special, but you want me to tell them about the special?
Yeah,
now,
yeah,
or
go
you
ahead.
Want to talk about it later?
No, because okay, we're going to repeat it at the end of it.
Okay, cool. So, folks, so right now you can go to Dubai. Two people to Dubai, round-trip flights from select U.S. cities for about, what is it, $1,200.
Wait,
give,
what?
Give or take.
Okay. Whoa. So, time out. Hold on. Hold on. I got to drop a bomb to that. Hold on. Did you say two people, Dubai, right? Did you say round trip?
Round trip.
For $1,200.
Well, I'm sorry, $1,200 per person. I'm sorry.
No, that's still good.
Yeah, $1,200 per person, right? That's flight, that's hotel, that's transfers, and I think that might include one excursion while you're there.
Y'all heard it. Y'all heard it here, right here, only here on the Morning Machine. Go ahead and get your booking in right now. Right now. Get your booking in. Please.
Yep. Yeah, you know, choose your dates. Matter of fact, if they go to the website, when you get down to the part where it says booking code, you want to put Green Machine.
Okay? Hey. So
you didn't even know we created that for you.
That's what I'm talking about. Wait, you just made history. finally got a promo code. I feel good. Thank you, my brother. I really appreciate that. I actually have a promo code. That is really cool. Might have to do a video about that. I'd probably have to do that after the show. Go ahead, man. I'm sorry.
Absolutely. No, but tripvax.com. So, like, take a trip, T-R-I-P, like Peter, V like Victor, A as in apple, X as in x-ray. So, tripvax.com/Dubai promo. So, tripvax.com/Dubai promo. Okay, you can go in there, go to the website, anything you like. If you see something you like and you just submit a request, just make sure you put the green machine in there in the booking code area, and we'll take good care of you.
With green, is it just the N? Does it have the E on the N, or it doesn't? Because
You know what? Let me find out.
Because it doesn't matter how it is. If you just put green machine in there, but you got to clarify the spelling, because some people that actually know me, they know I have an E at the end of my name, and so they might put it in. I'm like, it's not working. So
you know what? Here's the deal.
Yeah.
Right. Because we're humans, right? This is not just a computer looking at the thing. If we see green machine in there in any way, shape, or form, we'll figure it out.
That's what I'm talking about. Yes. Yes. Somebody's going to Dubai this summer. They put in the green machine on tripvax.com. Woohoo! tripvax.com/Dubai promo. Exclusive right here on the Morning Machine. You heard it. Get your trip. Get your trip in now.
Yeah.
I have to hype it up, because I'm going to say it again at the end of the show, too. So yes, absolutely. Can't believe you made me a promo code. I am honored. Thank you very much. I appreciate you. How did you – these partnerships. So these partnerships, right? Biggest names in the travel industry. Marriott International, Delta Vacations, Emirates, the biggest one, to name a few. How did you go about securing these partnerships and building these relationships? Because relationships, when it comes to business, are everything.
Absolutely. So again, taking what I learned and what I did on my previous jobs in corporate America, I took those same skills and applied them here. I did a lot of B2B stuff when I, for various jobs and stuff like that. I've pretty much always been in a business development role as far as I can remember, right? And basically, I just took those same skill sets and applied them here. And at the end of the day, like I said before, what makes what you're offering different, right? We offer something different. I can't let out our secret sauce here on the radio, but, we're not just a travel agency, okay, number one. Number two, we bring these big companies the black and brown consumers, okay?
Right.
Everybody wants to tap into this market, okay? So, when they look at our numbers – they're like, wait a minute, these guys do a lot of bookings, year-round, globally, stuff like that. I mean, so, again, I can't let out a secret sauce, but bottom line is I took, what I did in corporate America and just applied it here, had conversations, and at the end of the day, you got to put numbers on the board. You got to show people that you can deliver, right, and that you're not just talk, right? And when you start delivering, right, the word gets around. Okay, and then you have people bringing you up in meetings that you're not even present in.
Wow. That's a statement right there. Let me tell you something. Wow. That's great that you're securing these partnerships and through building the relationships and having great relationships with them, because those relationships go a long way on route to becoming the largest black-owned and operated travel agency in the world. In the world.
Absolutely.
And by the way, really kudos to you for a job well done. This is inspiring to all. And speaking of inspiration, I want to ask this, because I usually ask this to every one of the entrepreneurs that come onto the Morning Machine. What was one of the most inspirational moments that you've had to date on your journey with TripVax?
I would say when we signed one of our deals that we signed just this year, right? Well, shoot, I'll even talk about the Emirates deal, right? Emirates is the fourth largest airline in the world.
Yeah.
Okay? They may not be that large here in the U.S. They only go from 12 different cities here in the U.S., but globally, they're the fourth largest.
Yes.
Okay? So for us, I still call us this little old company here, you know, to sign a deal with the fourth largest airline in the world, that touches my heart. And because what a lot of people don't realize, most people don't realize, see, it touches my heart, not because we're going to make money, but because I realize and recognize that tourism creates jobs.
That's right.
Okay. Tourism and hospitality creates jobs. And who works in a lot of these jobs? Black and brown communities.
We do. Yeah.
Black and brown countries.
That's right.
You know, so now we're actually going into Africa now. I'll be in Africa next month. So now we're going to be expanding into Africa, you know, like Ghana and other, you know, countries there. And I know that, you know, if we do this, it's going to create jobs in those countries or in those cities.
That's right.
And the same thing happens here, you know, because it's not, you know, think about it. When travel stops, it's not only airplanes and hotels, it's restaurants. It's taxi drivers, it's Uber drivers, it's Lyft drivers, right? If there's no travel and tourism, right, it affects a lot of other industries, okay? And I think what happened during the pandemic, people have finally realized just how big the travel industry is. So, but it touches my heart, it inspires me because, you know, one, I'm creating jobs here and I'm creating jobs in the markets that we are servicing.
Nice, nice. That's what I'm talking about. And see that, and this is how you build the economy. And not just here, abroad. Because the hospitality industry, when the hospitality industry moves, everything else moves. And we notice that because we all need that getaway. We all need that vacation sometime. Even if that means you got to drive to it and book your hotel through TripVax or something, you know, still, people need that vacation. Some people just need to get away and, you know, just let their mind release. And that's the and they want to have a good experience while doing that. You don't want the room on the corner with the ice machine. Or the vending machine, because you got to hear that flap all night long while you're trying to sleep. I'd experienced that, too. That was another thing. It's not just the ice machine. It's the vending machine, too. The sodas. Bloop, doop, 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 tsh, you know, I'm like, okay, how many times are we going to do that tonight? Like, you know, those type of things. You know, TripVax is going to have you covered. TripVax is going to have you covered. That's just it. So when you're trying to get away, you got to go through TripVax.com. That's just it. Make sure. By the way, I'm shouting it out again. Before we end this interview, I'm shouting it out again. TripVax.com/Dubai promo. It doesn't matter how you type in Green Machine. Just type it in and you get an offer today. So get your Dubai trip going this summer, all right? So I just want to make sure I mention it again.
I do need to mention something. So that promo,
yes.
I was able to get it authorized. That promo does expire on July the 7th. It expires, okay? So you have until July 7th to take advantage of that special offer.
All right, 7-7-7. I like that. You got to complete it before the day of completion on 7-7. I like how you put that. That is well put. 7-7, a double completion. That means you need to complete your Dubai promo by the date of completion. The next date of completion, 7-7. So there you have it. I like the I like that. That's really nice. And make sure you put the Green Machine in there so that you can get your deal, so you can go to Dubai. My cousin lived in Dubai for several years working with Ford, so I'm sure I might have to put my cousin and my cousin-in-law on this so that her and the family can go back to visit where they used to live. So that might be something that, you know, we definitely look into. So don't be surprised if you see a green come up in there, you know, somehow, some way, you know what I mean? But we're going to work that out. We're going to definitely work that out. But one final thing before we get to before we close it out here and get to Farmer Fridays presented by Swanson Family Farm. Last thing. Where do you see TripVax heading? Where do you see this, the direction of TripVax, say, the next 5 years?
Oh, next 5 years. Next 5 years, I think we definitely have a larger global footprint by that point, and we will probably be operating on multiple continents.
There it is. There it is, right there. Right there. He's already the largest black-owned and operated travel agency in the world. Not in the country. In the world. In the world. Y'all don't understand the context of that. In the world. The entirety. Okay? So that means when you travel about this country, this world, you got to do TripVax.com. You got to do it. You got to do it.
Or give us a call.
Yes, please. Give him a call. Hit him with the number.
888-208-3146. So again, 888-208-3146.
And how can they follow you once? Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, because when you actually call us, go to the website, look some things up, or maybe you're on Instagram, you saw a picture, you know, let us know what you saw that you like, and let us customize that experience for you, okay? It's like getting a tailored suit or a dress made for yourself,
right,
versus buying something off the shelf, right? Let us custom make it for you, right? And I'm going to tell you right now, that's where you're going to get the most bang for your buck, and you're going to have an experience of a lifetime.
That's what I'm talking about. How can they also find you on social media? Because you're not just limited to the toll-free number. There's also social media as well.
Absolutely. So our main platforms that we utilize are Facebook and Instagram, and now we just started a TikTok. So we just started TikTok, y'all. Okay.
Uh-oh.
We're still trying to figure out how to use TikTok from a business standpoint, but I would say Instagram and Facebook are the two main ones. But regardless of what platform you're looking at, whether it's LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, or whatever, it's at TripVax. Just at TripVax. T-R-I-P like Peter, V as in Victor, A as in Apple, X as in X-ray. TripVax. Just at TripVax, and we'll pop right up on any platform.
Let me tell you something. When you figure out that TikTok, when you figure out that TikTok, it's going to be something, because they see the level of offers and deals and steals that you have on TripVax.com, they're going to be like, all right, I need to connect. How can I? All right, I'm going to call. I'm going to go online. I'm going to book this. I'm going to do this. Yeah. It's going to happen. Wait till that TikTok. You're going to see. It's going to happen real quick.
Absolutely. Hey, I'd be remiss if I don't mention something.
Yes.
Because something that, you know, we noticed, and this is actually something that has been an important part of our growth on this journey here at TripVax.
Mm-hmm.
Because in our communities, all too often, you usually have one, maybe two people within every circle of friends or family that actually travel, right?
Right.
When you say, hey, we want to go to Jamaica, 10 people say, yeah, I'm ready. But when it comes time to pay, it's crickets. So what we've done for years now is that we've created these signature experiences, okay? Okay, so if you go to our website, click on Signature Experiences. Okay, what that is, those are our group trips. And these are group trips that we ourselves are on. Okay, and you'll find a lot of people, solo travelers, book into these groups because they want to be around good people, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe their friends chickened out or didn't want to pay or whatever, but guess what? They still wanted to go wherever they wanted to go. You know, check out the Signature Experiences. Those are amazing group trips. Amazing. Very fun. Grown and sexy. They're not ratchet at all. Still very fun.
Go ahead. I wasn't expecting that. Go ahead.
I had to go there.
Yeah, you did. You definitely did. I wasn't expecting it, though, but you went there. That was good. I like that.
Hey, we're a premium experience, right? So
exactly.
Think of us. We're not the club. We're the lounge.
Speak, my brother. Not the club.
But we turned up,
lounge.
Though.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about. I like that. So once again, just provide the number to connect, the toll-free number, and everywhere where they can find you, follow you, connect, and book.
Okay, awesome. So, again, the website is tripvax.com. So, TRIPVAX.com. Our 800 number is 888-208-3146. So, 888-208-3146. And you can follow us or connect with us on social media just by going at TripVax. So, Facebook and Instagram are our main platforms, okay? And we're usually here from 8 in the morning to 8 in the evening Eastern time.
That's what I'm talking about. The founder and CEO of TripVax Corporation, Mr. Cayman Blackwell, thank you so much for being on the Morning Machine this morning. Man, do I appreciate you right now. I got a new way to travel, and that's through TripVax right now. I'm going to make sure I look at these signature experiences and all kinds of experiences, because you do what? You give the premium experience, and that's way different than anything that I've heard. Everybody says luxury this, luxury that. No, get a premium experience. I'd rather have the quality than the luxury.
Yep, absolutely. All day.
I'd rather have the good experience.
Thank you for having me on.
No problem, and thank you so much for enlightening every last one of our listeners this morning from the Philadelphia area and all over. We appreciate everybody for listening in this morning, and once again, thank you so much.